Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Doris Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
On many episodes.
Where we hear from you all.
Our cool listeners. Mm-hmm. Before we kick it off with some questions and comments, why don't we just tell you all how you can reach us?
Yeah.
Number one, voicemail.
We love voicemails.
781-591-0390.
Yep. You know, I told people this on my other podcast, but if you just put us in your phone,
you could call us anytime.
You can call us anytime. Like if you're in the car and you're like, oh, this was what I wanted to tell Forever 35, or this is what I wanted to ask Forever 35, you can just be like, call Forever 35, assuming you have Bluetooth.
Put us in your faves.
Just give us a call.
We enjoy listening to the voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate them. A lot of times we get people who are like, I have never called a podcast before. And I want to say to those people, welcome.
Yes.
We love it.
We do.
You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Put us in your address book.
Do the thing.
Dory, here we are.
Here we are.
So let's start by reminding listeners that we had asked about YM.
Yes.
We had asked about the YM Say Anything column.
And I had a theory.
And what was your theory,
Dory? My theory was that they were made up.
Well, guess what?
What?
We received not one, but two emails confirming your theory. Should we read both of them?
Yes.
Okay. The first one that rolled in a few days. I just want to say to all the intel, all the people we have on the ground doing their due diligence, telling us about their YM past, thank you.
Yes, we really appreciate
it. Really appreciate this. So, number one, hey, Kate and Dory, just listened to the latest mini-ep where you discussed the validity of YM magazine's Say Anything column, where readers submit their most embarrassing moments for the enjoyment of others. While I was not a YM staffer, I was a junior high school girl with a very vivid imagination during the peak of YM's popularity. I have to tell you, my friend and I would spend the majority of our Friday night sleepovers crafting harrowing tales of period mishaps, romance-related snafus, and cringeworthy bathroom blunders to submit to YM. They were all 100% fiction. You can imagine our preteen delight when one particularly choice submission of ours involving a co-ed camping trip, soda-chugging contest, parentheses, we were 12, and an urgent pee in the woods witnessed by the love interest actually got published. We were beside ourselves. While I certainly can't speak to all the Say Anything submissions, I can confirm at least one was fabricated. I have to believe there were others like me. Sorry if this ruins the magic in any way.
I loved this email. I also loved that the made-up story sort of like checked all the boxes of, you know, the most embarrassing Say Anything column mishaps. It was always something that, like, your crush saw your tampon sticking out of your bag.
Yeah, it was all a lot of white shorts and getting your period for the first time in front of every crush you've ever had in, like, the school auditorium.
Totally.
We got another email.
All right, I'm going to read this
one. Do the honors.
All right. Former YM intern here. just listened to the September 3rd mini ep, and I'm here to confirm that yes, YM Magazine did make up much of their monthly Say Anything column. I interned there in 2000 as a college senior. I'm just about to turn 40, and it was one of my many duties. Occasionally, we'd get a submission that was good, but just not embarrassing enough. Add a pair of white jeans and a crush, and voila.
I mean, YM Magazine.
I also had to fact check the beauty section, which perhaps laid the groundwork for my current love of skincare and makeup products. Thank you, former YM intern.
I mean, can you believe it?
I mean, yes.
We have people in the inside.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I mean, we have people. I mean,
we
I didn't
have
mean
people
to claim you, listeners.
Who were on the inside in the year 2000.
The year 2000 of YM Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Which, honestly, I feel like was even after kind of its peak.
Oh, yeah. It was 91, 92, 93 when my mom first started letting
like
me get...
pre-internet.
Yes.
It was like...
90s.
Yes.
You'd get a Nikki Taylor cover.
Totally. Oh, my God. The Nikki Taylor 17 cover.
Oh, with Chrissy. Chrissy? Yes, is it Chrissy or Christy? It's Chrissy Taylor, her
Chrissy
sister.
Taylor.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Chrissy.
They were fucking icons of my middle school life.
Yes.
Mila Jovovich.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Claire Danes.
Sure.
And then you got to get into all the iconic sassy covers.
I mean,
oh,
so many.
Literally, I'm like tingling right now. Anyway.
Which did you subscribe to?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I subscribed to 17, sassy, YM, and then would like sheepishly buy teen.
I think, yeah, I was going to say, I think at least through like eighth grade, I still subscribed to teen. I might have jettisoned teen in high school.
Teen was kind of an embarrassing one.
Teen, yeah.
Sassy was fucking cool.
Sassy was so cool.
Ugh.
17 was like the older sister.
It was like, fine. What is wrong with me? And then YM was kind of a mix.
Yeah.
It was like...
It was a mix.
The alternative 17. Like, still a popular girl, but like, she had a streak of pink in her hair.
She did?
That's how I imagine
no,
YM
I know,
as
but
a popular
I'm like,
girl.
She did?
Did she?
I don't know.
She was still a popular girl.
I think she was, yeah.
YM and 17 were popular girls. Teen was like Kelly Kapowski popular. And then Sassy was the girl I wanted to be friends with who I was too scared to talk
Sassy
to.
Sassy was Claire Danes in my so-called. Sassy was Angela Chase.
100%, or maybe even Rayanne.
Oh, interesting.
Like Angela might have been like a shy YM.
No, I think Angela was a sassy.
Also a sassy. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, glad we figured that out.
We solved the 90s today. I do love hearing from people who work for those magazines because they were such a critical part of shaping me.
Totally. And I feel like we've like the sassy history has been well documented.
Yeah, but the others were also influential.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, but we haven't heard from, you know, who were like the YM staffers of the 90s?
Get at us.
Get at us.
And 17, I feel, I can remember buying my first 17 magazine, visiting my grandparents in New Hampshire. We went to the local Ames. And again, it had Mila Jovovich on the cover and an article about the University of Texas. And it was like eye-opening.
Yeah.
And I was 11. So anyway.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Should we listen to a voicemail?
Okay.
This is a listener calling in from your old town of New York, New York. It's a big week for me, and I think for you guys too. So I'm thrilled that the stars are aligning and I'm making my first Forever 35 phone call. The reasons why it's a big week. One, I finally caught up. I've caught up on every single episode. I've been listening for the past 2 months. I made it. I feel awesome. Two, Dory's friggin' pregnant, which is incredible. Three, I introduced a friend to the podcast last week, and she's hooked.
Thank you.
Hey, Kyla, love you. Four, we both grew up in Massachusetts, just for bonus.
Yes, Kyla.
Five, I just bought my first Pixi Glow Tonic.
Oh.
And I just want to let everyone know that Target has little, like, travel-sized Pixi Glow Tonics for $4. I'm thrilled. So let me tell, five, I just bought a bunch of face masks because I'm going on a trip tomorrow. And I'm bringing that Pixi Glow Tonic, and I'm bringing those face masks, and you know I am trying one on a plane. But this brings me to my actual point and question, which is I am traveling a lot this month, and I am stressed out because I love all my products, and I want to bring them on the trip. Like, I know you guys have talked about the products that you bring when you travel. But how do you bring them when you want to do carry-on. I just, you know, there's some bottles that you can't, if you empty product out into like a little bottle, you can't put it back in. And I just, it stresses me out. So I'm wondering if there's some kind of suggestion or tip or, you know, commiseration that you guys could throw my way so that traveling just becomes a little bit more of a fun time to bring out my little products that I've like chemistry classed into beautiful little bottles. I don't know. Enough with me. You guys are wonderful. My love for you is deep. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Talk to you soon. Hope you call us back.
Yeah, same.
Dory, you are sighing in commiseration, I feel like. Well, or do you know the secret?
Well, I think the secret is something she might not want to hear.
Oh, no.
Which is that when I travel,
oh, no,
I don't bring everything. There's some things that I'm just like, you know what? This is either, like she said, too difficult to like decant into another container. They don't make a travel size. It's too bulky or whatever. Like I make some ruthless, tough decisions, and I just kind of strip my routine down.
You can only bring what? What is it? Court?
What's yeah,
the little I mean, bag? I know they're kind of lenient.
They're kind of lenient, especially if you have TSA PreCheck. But yeah, I mean, you got to make some tough decisions. So I'm sorry, but that is kind of, that's kind of where I've landed.
And so what do you do? Do you buy travel size products of things that you like, or do you do the decanting into the tiny plastic bottles?
I do a mix. I try to mostly do decanting for like waste purposes. So I'm not always buying like little travel size of everything, which is wasteful. But there are certain things like P50, for example, is one of those things that's hard to decant and you can't put it back in the container.
But you got the little travel size.
So I bought the actual travel size.
Can I make a suggestion to the listener?
Yeah.
Because I always have found that I kind of get annoyed when I travel because I bring out this big bucket of like sample size products and I'm like, ugh, do I really want to use this like weird shampoo that I stole out of a hotel? Mm-hmm. Not really. Maybe if you have the means to do this, invest in some sample size products that you're excited to try.
Mm-hmm.
So like make it kind of a pleasurable treat for yourself. Now, again, this might be a little bit of a financial investment, but I do know at the miniature Target near my house, they have a very well curated sample selection.
Yeah. So I've done sort of a version of this. Like when you buy Biologique Recherche stuff, like from Rescue Spa, they'll send you like a little bag of samples, like face creams and face masks and stuff. And so I've brought those. There's also a sample section on Amazon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you can use the cost of what you buy towards a full size thing. So yeah, that's another great way to go. But yeah, I mean, I think that's one, like the thing of like, you're not going to be able to take everything. And then the other thing is like, if you're going somewhere where you like know what the bath products are, for example, you don't have to take your own.
Right. You're going to a hotel.
If you're going to a hotel and you're familiar with their bath products and you like them, you don't have to bring your own.
Yeah. It's a treat.
It's a treat.
I will say, get yourself that travel humidifier if you haven't already. My husband borrowed it from me recently.
Yeah.
And then when I saw him this past weekend, when he's in New York City for a month, he was like, I really wish I'd brought that humidifier.
Hmm.
So he's converted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dory always knows. Dory, I recently had an embarrassing moment at TSA and JFK where I forgot to pack my lotion in the bag I was checking.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I liked the lotion so much, I went to the Muji store, bought 2 4-ounce bottles, little plastic bottles, and then sat in with the TSA people and pumped the lotion into these 2 bottles so that I could travel with it.
I love that.
Yeah. And they were, and all of the,
did they think it was hilarious or were they like,
oh
annoyed?
No, they were like fully on encouraged. They were so supportive. It was 2 women who were helping me and they were like, do you want to go get bottles? And I was like, no, that's crazy. And then I literally went to the Muji store and I was like, hey, I'm back. And they took the lotion out of the trash for me.
Oh my God.
They were very supportive. So I understand the commitment to a product that you really like. You don't want to, you want to have it with you.
Totally.
I got another voicemail for us.
But I think we need to take a quick break
that's
first.
Right. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
So, Kate,
Voicemail number
two. Did you say we have another voicemail?
I did. This is a makeup question.
Okay.
And it made me think of you because your eyeliner is always on point.
Oh, thank you.
Here we go.
Hey, friends. My name is SJ. I am from Memphis. I love your podcast. I have started listening backwards, and it's been really fun to kind of hear your evolution in a different sort of way. I'm almost back to your first episode. Anyway, I have a question. I am a contact lens wearer. I have blue eyes, so they're super sensitive to light, and I love the tight-lined eyeliner look, but it never lasts, ever. So I was curious if you'll have any experience with tight lining, and if you have products you would recommend. At this point, I would pay a lot of money for something that just freaking stays put. Thank you guys for doing what you do. I really love your podcast, and I've talked about it to multiple people.
Thank you.
I think I need to join some of the Facebook groups.
Yes, you do.
Much love from Memphis. Bye.
Bye. Much love to Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Never been there.
Me neither.
Well, listener, we're coming over.
I believe it was our former guest, Priyanka Matu, who had an eyeliner wreck, a drugstore eyeliner wreck.
What was it?
I believe she recommended the L'Oreal eyeliner.
Now, did you know, before we just get into product recommendations, did you know what tight lining was?
No.
I didn't either. Listener, I had to Google tight lining. It is like a basically a super close to your lash line application of eyeliner.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're not wearing any makeup, but really you are. You have like that solid kind of like you almost like have to jab it between the lashes. I don't think I've successfully done it, but I do like to get my eyeliner very close. I don't do the waterline, but I like to get it very close. So you are saying Priyanka had a good suggestion.
Yes.
Remind me again of what it was.
It was a L'Oreal eyeliner.
Okay.
I forget the exact title of it, but I could probably look it up.
While you're looking it up, I want to give a recommendation of an eyeliner that I like that you said, listener, that you want one that doesn't move, like not budging, not smudging. I'm also a contact wearer. I use a Kat Von D. I believe it is the tattoo liner or the ink liner trooper. And that this Kat Von D eyeliner, it's really thin. It's like one of a really tiny little point. And I have found Kat Von D's liquid liners stay on and do not smudge. So I would give that a try. I believe I received a sample of it from Sephora and I'm still using the sample one. Okay. But her eyeliners, I'm not a big eyeliner. I know I can't make a cat eye. Like I'm not a big eyeliner user.
Yeah.
So I feel a little disingenuous giving you advice, but I would highly recommend. I also say like, trot yourself into a makeup store.
Yeah.
And see if any of the people working there have a recommendation for one that's not going to budge.
So I found Priyanka's suggestion, which is the L'Oreal Pencil Perfect Eyeliner.
Ooh.
And I've seen other people in the Facebook group talk about it, and they also recommend it. I use the Urban Decay 24/7 something something and liner.
The reason I thought this would be a good voicemail is because your eyeliner always looks good.
Thank you.
I always notice it.
Thank you.
It's not like you have a big line, but it's just your eyes look bold.
Thanks, Kate.
No problem.
I really think they make your eyes pop if you put it on correctly.
Yeah. Well, so does this listener.
So I try to keep the tips sharp, but I don't do a super thin line. But yeah, I've been using the Urban Decay for a while. I like it. I like it. Do I think it's the best eyeliner in the world? No, but it's like easy to apply. It stays. So I would recommend.
And are you doing it inside, like underneath, or are you doing it still on top?
I just do it on top.
Yeah. I believe this listener is doing it like really close.
Yeah. I mean, I try not to leave a gap between my eyelid and my lashes though.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That would be weird. I want to say to our listener in Memphis, you should totally join the Facebook group because I feel like this is an amazing question to pose to the group.
Yeah, I think it's come up. If you do a search for eyeliner in the group, you'll probably get a bunch of suggestions.
Yes. So join the Password to Serums and I think you will have some additional support there.
Yeah.
Dory, I just want to shout out one more email that we've received.
Great.
Because we both love this person.
We do.
When got the first email from this person, whose name is Barb.
We both
forwarded it to each other, yeah. I think. And I just wanted to give a little shout out to our listener who heard about the podcast from her daughter. So this listener sent us two emails and I just kind of combined them both because there's a lot of good tips. Do you want me to read the first half and you read the second half? Okay, great. Hi, Kate and Dory. While vacationing at the Cape in July, one of my three daughters, who happens to be 36, suggested I listen to your podcast. I love it. My age is actually the palindrome of my daughter's birthday, or my daughter's age. Somehow, I feel as if I could go out with the two of you and have so much to talk about. It makes me laugh a little to hear you talk about turning 60 and working to keep the wrinkles at bay. At 60 plus, I do have some forehead wrinkles and laugh lines near my eyes, and I am still getting zits now and then. Yes, it never ends, but thankfully, I have gotten some good skin genes along the way. My beauty regime is simplistic, so I listen in awe to your tips and am diligent about not running out immediately to buy everything.
And then she goes on to say, while at TJ Maxx the other weekend, I started to look at serums and face washes. You've been talking about vitamin C, and I found one called Scrub and Glow Vitamin C Radiance Facial Scrub by Essential Oils. It was $3.99, so I decided to try it since I'm an eczema person. Lol. I love it. If I hadn't been a fan of your podcast, I probably never would have even gone down that aisle. Also, I thought of a time saver tip. Maybe you know this, but one of my colleagues shared with us her method of storing sheets. You fold the fitted and flat sheets in pillowcases, but leave one pillowcase out and put all of the folded set inside. Saves time hunting around for the matching pillowcases when you are changing the bed. Love that tip.
Such a good tip.
Lastly, I've been loving the Revlon ColorStay Cream Eyeshadows. Such pretty palettes, and they each have their little brush that slides into the cover. The color stays on all day, and this weekend was a buy one, get one free at Walgreens. Can't go wrong with that. I'm still trying various lip stains to no avail. Nothing stays on these lips all day. Barb.
Listen.
Thank you.
We love you. We love your daughters. It's truly so awesome that you're listening to us and you wrote to us.
Yeah.
We get the coolest thing about this podcast is that we get listeners who are way younger than 35, older than 35. It's an honor.
It is. It's an truly an honor
that anyone is listening.
So
thank you. We love all your tips. I have to say, I love the sheet folding tip. I don't even know if I have like a matching bed set.
But you could still like...
I would just shove everything in the one pillowcase. That's how I envisioned that tip going. So I might try it out and I'll let you know how it goes.
Great.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.